goes to this particular seller will be $126,750, which is 65% off after repair value. Okay, so now let's hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios on the road. Actually, yes, I'm back in Long Island. We got this video about federal tax liens on real estate when you're trying to wholesale a deal. I got this question that came in and it's a little long, so why don't we just dive in together and dissect this question. Question says, I have a house under contract for $95,000. That doesn't mean anything to us because we don't know the after repair value. We don't know how much work that property needs. So that doesn't mean anything to us. But that doesn't seem to be the question actually. Come to find out, the owner has a federal tax lien that she had to reveal to the title company. Well, the idea of title company is that they will do their own search and they will find liens attached to any property that's transferring deeds. Okay, so anytime an owner is transferring deed to another person or ownership is transferring hands from one person to the other, a title company, a closing agent will do a research. They will do an actual title search to make sure that there's no responsibilities against the title work. There's no liens on the property. You know, they need to make sure to protect the interest of the person that's buying the property, but also to protect the seller as well too, just to make sure that nobody is inheriting responsibility that doesn't belong to them. Okay, so come to find out, the owner has a federal tax lien that she had to reveal to the title company. If she had to reveal to the title company, I wouldn't really worry about it. I'd let the title company see if that lien is against the property. There are people that can have liens against other things that's not against the property. But when it comes to a federal taxes, it may just be against the property because that's the big guy, okay? So though it isn't attached to the house nor filed in the same county as the house, but Uncle Sam needs his money. Well, I don't exactly know. You need to consult your lawyer in your local state on exactly how that works. But generally, taxes, if they're filed, if they're shown on that person's name at all, it has to be paid when it's federal taxes, state taxes, property taxes, city taxes, taxes. Typically has to be paid. But again, don't quote me on that. Just check with your local agencies and title companies and lawyers in your local state, but typically it has to be paid, okay? And it's technically against the property when it's against the owner of the property, the owner of deed presently on the property. So it doesn't have to be directly slapped on the property, but if it's slapped against the person who owns the property and it's taxes, it has to get paid. Technically that's against the property, okay? All right, but again, check with your local title companies, okay? So though the owner is putting in the paperwork in hopes that the IRS will release her from having to pay it, you know, that's possible. That's not necessarily possible. It depends on individual circumstances. It depends on particular situations. There are times that maybe there's a mistake and they could release it. But if there's actual money to be paid, they're probably not going to release a lien against a person when there's actual money to be paid, okay? They probably won't do it. And unfortunately, IRS is not in the business of banking. So banks basically want to make money back. They're open to negotiations. They know that if they foreclose, they're going to lose out even bigger because they're not the government and it's basically a trade-off. They were trying to do a business, it went wrong by way of a mortgage, but the IRS is basically God of the land. You know, they have to get paid one way or the other. They own the land, they own you, they own everything. All right, so would they release it? I highly doubt that Sammy, Uncle Sam, will be that forgiving, especially since she has this asset. Yeah, she has the asset. I would have to cough up $37,000 more to satisfy IRS. So in addition to putting your house under contract for $95,000, you have to cough up $95,000 to get the property. But again, that doesn't mean anything to us until this next information, I think. The ARV after repair value is $195,000. So let's do a quick math. We already know that we can't pay more than 65% of after repair value, right? So if you don't know that already, download my book, SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com. That's the name of the book, all right? So $195,000, all right? So we already know that we can't afford to pay more than $126,000 for this property, okay? In terms of all types of cost, and that must include the repair cost. If the property needs repair, we can't afford to pay more than 126. Why? Because we are in this as a business. We have to make profit, okay? So if we invest $126,000 into a property, we're gonna sit on it, make sure it's in good shape, put it back on the market. It's gonna take some time before it sells on the market. That costs money too, time costs money. And hopefully by the time we sell, we're looking to make a potential $195,000 minus $126,000, $68,000, okay? That's us, including the end investor that's actually gonna cough up the money, including the banks that cough up the money, hard money lender, all these kind of things has to get paid. Closing costs, title agencies, lawyers have to get paid. $68,000 to do that. And if there's time, if the house sits on the market for too long, the Uncle Sam on our side now has to get paid, you know, property taxes, the city has to get paid. And there's light, water, and things like that that stays on, and those things cost money. So because of that, we can't afford to pay more than $126,000 in total cost of acquisition on this property. How we're gonna get that is none of our business. The job of a title agency is to make sure that the title doesn't inherit or carry over any type of liens against it. So that existing money owed against the IRS, $37,000, has to get paid. So the question is, if this person owes any mortgage on this property, that also has to come out of the proceeds. So the proceeds that goes to this particular seller will be $126,750,000, which is 65% of after repair value. Okay, so now let's see what we can offer, because now we know that IRS needs $37,000, right? So $126,000, $750 minus, let's do that math real quick, minus $37,000, that's the amount that's owed to IRS. Basically, we can't afford to pay more than $89,000, $750,000. And that $37,000 will go to the IRS, okay? Basically, that's what that means, okay? So that's basically what we can get. So you have it under contract for $95,000. I would go back and negotiate and say, we gotta pay IRS, you know? Can we renegotiate? They're still gonna walk away with $89,000, okay? Instead of $95,000. They will understand that because you're bringing the sales to the table. If they own the property free and clear, if there's a mortgage against the property, that needs to come out of that money as well too, okay? Now, with that being said, if there's any repair estimate cost against the property, let's say the property needs about $50,000 worth of work, that will have to come out of the remaining $89,000. That leaves them with $39,000. Now, why would they want to do that? Because they don't want to do the repair. They have to not want to do the repair or have to deal with the property or have to, you do that. That's why you get paid as an investor, okay? That's why you're getting paid as an investor. As a wholesaler, that's why you're getting paid, because you find deals that need to work that your investor friend, partner can add value to and put back on the market. All right, cool. So let's go here. So the question continues, house as a pool did not include it in the comparables. Comps is basically comparable sales in the area within 1 mile radius in the last 6 months of sales that happened in that area. And it's a great way, it's the most popular way to come up with the value of the property, to see what the property is worth. So we need comparables, meaning properties that look alike, close enough that you can compare with this property. Some people use square footage to compare a property to another to see if it's comparable. If it's not, they adjust the numbers to fit. So for example, if there's a comparable sale and it has a lot more square footage, you would basically drop that number that is sold for a little bit based on the square footage to determine the value of your property. And typically you need about 3 to 4 comparables, okay? 2, 3, or 4 comparables within 1 mile radius in the past 6 months to determine that. All right, so the question continues, house has a pool, did not include it in the comps. Well, it depends, and depending on what all the pool needs. Okay, so now we're talking repair cost, right? Repairs are $30,000 to $40,000 to get house and pool up to speed. I always go with the worst case scenarios when it's time to repair, so I'm gonna go with the end of the range, $40,000. He says 30 to 40. Okay, so if the property needs $40,000 of work, remember my maximum amount I can offer is $89,000. We're gonna take that $40,000 out of that. Okay. So assuming it stays $40,000 until we visit the property, right? So that brings us down to $49,000 that we can afford to pay for the property. So it goes, I'm not sure if a pool adds value to a house. It depends on the location, okay? If most of the houses in the area has a pool, yes, having a pool on your property will make all the difference, okay? If you are in the middle of a ghetto somewhere where there's no pool, adding a pool to the property makes no difference. The location determines the value of the property ultimately, okay? So the answer is it depends on the location, okay? Because the location is basically the major determinant of what the property is worth. So if you have the same mansion here in New York, Long Island, and you have another mansion, the same size of mansion in Texas, it's worth different amount of value. If you have that same mansion in the middle of a village in Nigeria, it's different value. It's a whole lot less because it's not about the building. It's not about the blocks or the woods. It's about the location, okay? So a pool is an addition, a great addition, if people in that area would typically want a pool. If you don't have a pool, it will diminish the value of your property because a typical house in that area, you know, a lot of houses in that area has a pool. There are certain areas that location is good and the pool can make a little bit of a difference, okay? But it needs to be something that's a common thing in that area, a common theme in that area for properties to have a pool, all right? So I'm not sure if a pool adds a value to a house. I think I answered that. And if so, by how much? It depends, you know, it really depends. I would talk to a realtor in that particular location and how much that makes any difference, okay? And it's not necessarily how much a pool costs. Sometimes, you know, there's certain pain that comes with installing a pool that somebody doesn't have to worry about once it's already installed in there, and that has value on it, okay? So my main concern question, will the federal lien prolong the closing? Absolutely, okay? If it's not gonna be paid for. If it's gonna be paid for the way I just broke it down, just pay for it and let it go, then it doesn't really cause a delay as long as the numbers work. If you're trying to get a release, yes, it will cause a delay and there's a very high chance you're not gonna get a release if it's a federal tax, okay? So will it prolong the closing? Yes, okay? Or can all cash buyer close immediately through title company? That's a yes. If the numbers work out the way I just showed it, let's say the person accepts $49,000, of course the cash buyer will close very quickly and the numbers look good and they move forward with that, okay? So basically as wholesalers, what we do is we get paid for finding this kind of deals for investors. There are investors everywhere as long as the numbers work out. But the real kick up there is learning how to find deals. It's a marketing skill, basically. And I cover that in details in my book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. And you can download it for free from smartrealestatewholesaling.com. If you like this video, just click on like one time and let it lit blue and you're good to go. Click the red button below this video that says subscribe so you're notified every time I release a new video. If you really want to be notified in your email, click the bell right next to it, okay? And I release these videos every day, you know, multiple times a week, and you don't want to miss out on any of these videos. So click share, comment your questions below in this area if you have any questions. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Don't forget to download the book, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And I'll see you on the next one. Peace.